Let's get back to the lab, Sack said to Lucy and Jesse. They were returning to the shore when there was a crashing sound behind her, and a huge man lumbered toward them from the tangle of brush surrounding a cluster of black willows.
Sorry, the man said. Didn't mean to spook nobody.
We're working here, Culbo, Lucy said. Can't have you in our way.
I don't intend to be in your way, but I got a right to try for that thousand like everybody else.
Hell, Sack spat into the microphone. There's a reward, Rhyme. Of the major factors contaminating crime scenes and hampering investigations, reward and souvenir seekers are among the worst. Culbo explained.
Maribeth's mom's offering it. That woman's got some money, and I'll bet by nightfall the girl's still not back, she'll be offering 2,000, maybe more.
Culbo turned and lumbered away. Jesse said,
That's Rich Culbo. He likes playing redneck, but he's usually no bother.
As they sat in the boat on the way back over the canal, suddenly a huge black motorized barge, 40 feet long, eased down the canal, then passed them. Sachs read on the side, Davitt Industries. What's that? Lucy answered,
A company outside of town. They move shipments up the intracoastal through the Dismal Swamp Canal and into Norfolk.
Rhyme had heard this through the radio. Let's ask if there was a shipment around the time of the killing. Get the name of the crew. Sachs mentioned this to Lucy, but she said,
One of the first things Jim and I did, it was a negative.
That was a good idea, Sachs said.
Just standard procedure,
Lucy said coolly, and strode back to her car like a homely girl in high school who'd finally managed to fling a searing put-down at the head cheerleader. In the impromptu lab set up in the...